The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Recent violence and public order incidents in the city centre has led to unease among some business owners, workers and residents who call Dublin home. Our reporter Jessica Woodlock has been speaking to people about the crime in our capital and she's with me now. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what have you been hearing from people?
So, Pat, I spoke to a number of different people about their safety concerns when they're trading, working, living and commuting in the city centre. And Pat, everyone I spoke to feels that crime in Dublin
everyone.
Is on the rise. Everyone. One person I met with was publican Willie Ahern. So he's the owner of the Palace Bar here in the city centre. And he's also the chairperson of the Licensed Vintners Association. And Pat, he told me that publicans in Dublin are frustrated because crime in the city isn't a 2025 or even a 2024 issue. It's really been a growing problem over the last decade.
This hasn't been coming today or yesterday, though. You know, there's been ongoing antisocial issues for the last couple of years, and as businesses and people who live in Dublin or work in Dublin know and has testified and have stated this on numerous occasions to our government and ministers, that we are really have been at a tipping point in the city in terms of Garda numbers and resources. Now, I fully understand that we are at full employment at the moment, and the talk of 1,000 extra guards for the city and whatever 4,000 or 5,000 for the country is fully needed, but we have to face up to it. And you know, sometimes I get a little bit exasperated with the talk, you know, and the Dublin Task Force, the recommendations and the programme for government. You know, we do need 5,000 guards, but as I said, we're at full employment. It's hard to get nurses, it's hard to get teachers. But the government are going to have to be creative here. There's an over-concentration of whether it's homeless charities or drug clinics or even, you know, the talk of IPAS centres coming into the city centre. There's too much in a couple of mile radius of here, right in the epicentre of the city. Like, Dublin city centre cannot become a dumping ground. And I really urge politicians, you know, it was recommended in the Dublin Task Force that there was an over-concentration at the moment, and I would really urge politicians to use common sense in this. And, you know, we're on the ground, we're in the trenches, we see day in, day out, like, you know, like, there's so many positives to this city, like, you know, I love Dublin. And so, you know, just, you know, you don't like for people living in the city or visitors to the city, like, you know, you like to showcase it in the best light. And I just feel, yeah, as a capital city, we're really under-resourced on the safety aspect, and you know, we need, as I said again, we need more yellow vests on the ground. Dublin has challenges like all capital cities. We need to work harder at it. We need to get on top of things.
So that was the chair of the LVA, Willie Ahern, from the Palace Bar, and he believes the government needs to get more Gardaí on the ground.
Yeah, that's right. And as he mentioned, that was one of the key recommendations from the Dublin City Task Force report that was published in October last year. And he feels an increased Garda presence would ease frustration and concerns for publicans.
I presume they're concerned about what happens when they close and maybe people are reluctant to go home and what can happen out on the street.
Yeah, so if you think of the nature of publicans' trade, so that's bar and pub owners, their concerns are about antisocial behaviour outside their premises, as well as the safety of their own customers and their staff coming in and out. But for other business owners, Pat, crime in the city centre can present even more challenges.
Who did you speak to?
So I spoke with Colin Baker, or Gadget Guy Colin, as some would know him. He owns Back from the Future, which operate a chain of stores in Dublin. And Colin rightly pointed out to me that it's now common to scroll on Instagram, or maybe you'd read in the paper, about coffee shops, independent stores and restaurants closing down. And Colin believes antisocial behaviour, theft and violence is a major factor into these closures. He says he's seen a clear rise in crime in recent months.
It's gotten more dangerous, more violent. There's more ways in which you can be kind of attacked as a business and stolen from as a business and damaged as a business. But then you've also got the fact that that across the board reduces the amount of public who want to come into the city to do their shopping, and they'll stay clear of the city and move towards the likes of shopping centres. And that is another nail in the coffin, unfortunately, for Dublin City Centre. As recently as this Saturday, in one of our city centre stores, we had a large and certainly verbally violent and physically violent. He didn't actually hit anyone, but he was behaving in a violent manner and an aggressive manner. And he came in for no reason. He didn't even want to steal anything. He was clearly drug-addled, and he was he the there was three staff, one girl and two guys in our store, and they were all scared. And they actually, one of them went out to get one of the builders from next door to add weight to our side, and trying to get him out took about 10 minutes of very careful, fearful diplomacy. The guards were of course contacted, and they arrived an hour and a half later. After which they were long gone. The particular girl who was on the staff at the time was really, really freaked out. And not to be sexist, but my problem really is, I whatever about having guys there, when girls are on, you can't have them on their own. I'm really fearful for the girls particularly, the guys too, of course. But if you've got a couple of girls on their own in a shop, a lot of the drug-addled criminals and thieves are, they have no fear whatsoever. There's no sort of discretion to them. They're not coming in sheepishly trying to secrete something under their jacket anymore. They're boldly storming in, they're grabbing stuff, and they'll shove you out of the way if you try to hamper their progress. So we are rightfully fearful of not just our business, but also the health of ourselves and our team.
Okay, that was Colin Baker, owner of Back from the Future chain. Now, just some of the texts coming in. I'm a taxi driver. I've given up working at night. It's financially costing me, but my safety is more important. That's from Niall. Another one says, no Gardaí to be seen. This is a Dublin problem. The 2 months after the Dublin riots was the safest Dublin has been in 10 years. And why? There were Gardaí everywhere. So what does Colin think the problem, how the problem can be tackled and solved?
So a bit like Willie Ahern, Colin thinks an increased Garda presence would help, but he feels that more needs to be done than just a matter of boots on the ground. He says he's confident in the fact that Gardaí are hardworking and they're diligent, but Colin doesn't have confidence in the actual ability they have to do their job because he feels their hands are tied.
When you walk down a typical Dublin City Street, and we'd take O'Connell Street for that matter, you will see it yourself, and anyone who walks around the city will know this. Drugs are being administered and taken and traded openly on the street now. So, and naturally enough, I can understand guards either preferring to avoid a conflict, or feeling that it's a bit of a turnstile, a bit of a kind of a revolving door when they take them in and they're back out again. The solution lies somewhere above the rank and file guards in the law that allows them to police and protects them from litigation and from the fear of doing their job with efficacy. Guards in Ireland go into that business to protect us, and they do a great job. But the law places cuffs on them. There are lots of people in influence who don't walk around the city centre and don't necessarily feel the pain and anguish of Dublin street crime. And they may unfortunately be those responsible for legislating and for building our laws as they pertain to crime in Dublin City. But I mean most sincerely that if we continue on as it is, we are on a very dark trajectory to a total loss of what genuinely is, both figuratively, economically, and just in terms and socially, the lifeblood of Dublin City.
That's a very eloquent Colin Baker, owner of the Back from the Future chain. What has the new Justice Minister, Jim, had to say on this issue?
So Minister Jim O'Callaghan has come out strongly against antisocial behaviour and knife crime in particular. And he's pointed to increased sentencing that was introduced under Helen McEntee. In terms of getting more Gardaí on the streets, he's launched another Garda recruitment campaign. But Willie Ahern mentioned earlier that the government need to get creative when trying to entice Gardaí. And that's something that the minister says he will do. There's talks of opening alternative training routes to become a Garda. The minister said he's going to get Gardaí out of administration-based jobs and then put them on the street. And he also said recently that he wants to make it compulsory for Gardaí to spend some portion of their workday outside directly dealing with the public. And of course, what changes come in and what effect that might have will remain to be seen, Pat. But not everyone is actually convinced that more Gardaí would actually help the problem. I spoke with Hamza Bana about this issue. So
who's he?
He's the Welfare and Equality Officer for Trinity College Student Union, but he's also a student himself and he commutes in and out of the city. And he told me that his primary safety concerns stem from the growing anti-immigrant rhetoric in the city. And he actually feels that racism is on the rise because of that. He believes more Gardaí wouldn't help ease his concerns, nor those of some of the student population.
People don't feel safe, unfortunately. And even with all the measures that I take, I shouldn't be taking measures to make myself feel safe. I should be able to walk out the street, dress the way I want to dress, talk the way I want to talk, and feel safe instead of having to dress a certain way or to put it in layman's terms, to dress white or act white to feel safe. I shouldn't have to do that. As a person of colour, more guards will not make students feel safe. As a person of colour myself, when I see guards, I don't think, oh, I'm going to be safe. It's, oh, I can also be a target for them, whether it be for police brutality. Of course, it's may not on the same level as American, where you have people being gunned down, but it's still, I'm usually seen as a black person as, oh, I'm usually seen as like the main suspect simply because of the way I walk, the way I dress, the way I talk. I'm just getting flashback to myself when I think it was in March of 2024, I got off the bus on Bachelors of Walk and I was assaulted. It can happen to anyone. Like, I could feel as safe as I can, but at any random point of the day, I got punched in the face on Bachelors of Walk. It was a random attack, absolutely. Like, no, I wouldn't say it's random as in, like, it just came up out of nowhere, but it definitely was sparked from hate, definitely from far-right rhetoric, from Twitter now, or X now, formerly known as Twitter, but just because of how the political landscape is shifting towards more far-right ideologies with a hate towards immigrants, hate towards anyone that doesn't look Irish white. That's definitely, I definitely feel, I have strong feeling, a gut feeling that it's come from there, from a point of hate, that attack. There's always that lingering feeling myself as a black person, as a person of colour, that I may be attacked on the street just simply by the way I look.
And that was Hamza Bana. So he's experienced a direct and unprovoked attack right in the city centre.
That's right. And he told me that no suspect was able to even be identified from that assault. And he believes, as he said, it was a racially motivated attack. And there is that sense from talking to people, Pat, that there's a mixture of issues at play here. A lack of Gardaí, rising antisocial behaviour, and also a very nasty and, as we've seen in some cases, a dangerous rhetoric regarding immigration and I suppose what people actually view as being right or wrong for the city.
And finally, you've spoken with Social Democrat TD Gary Gannon about this issue.
Yes, Pat. So Deputy Gannon represents the people of Dublin Central. And I started by asking him about the fact that Dublin is a capital city and like any other capital city in the world, maybe some level of crime is to be expected.
No, I think we can do better. So I actually don't accept that. I understand the stats make us comparable to other European cities, but also we can strive to be infinitely better than we are. I mean, you walk around, as I'm sure all of us do, and somewhere if you get a chance to go away, you'd feel safer in most of the places. I mean, I would feel safer in the central parts of London. If you go to Madrid, you definitely feel a whole lot safer. Dublin is not safe because so many people tell me they don't feel safe amongst kind of minority communities, women, or LGBT community. And a lot of other people just don't feel safe in this city. So I can't say Dublin is safe. We can point to statistics that show Dublin is comparative to other cities in Europe. But like we also know, reports are down. There's been a lack of confidence in response time. And Dublin is increasingly not safe. And we cannot step away from that. What I'm disappointed from the government is the responses. I mean, Minister O'Callaghan just keeps doing this. People shouldn't have knives and tough on crime. And we know that. We know that. But we also need to look at the evidence of what solves this. So Jim O'Callaghan talking about having another 1,000 guards on the street at some undefined point in the future will not address this crisis. We need a proper violence reduction strategy for our city centre. Of course, that includes guards and it's an important role, but we also need to include other agencies. Like, where are our mental health supports? Where are our youth workers? Where are our violence disruptors? What also makes the city feel unsafe is dereliction, it's broken street light, and it's an absence of activity down our laneways. We need to look at how we're treating people who have addiction on our streets, and addiction is a health-based issue, but the manifestations of that often result in people feeling safe. So the HSE have a role. All this can be done immediately. It doesn't fit nicely into a kind of a soundbite in the way that Minister O'Callaghan has given, but it would actually make a genuine difference. So for me, strategy can influence culture, and we have a culture in this city that people are not feeling safe because of all of the conditions that are kind of spread around different agencies with different responsibilities. We need a Minister for Justice who backs prevention as well as punishment. But prevention for me is more important.
And that was Gary Gannon, TD, finishing up that report from Jessica Woodlock. Jessica, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.